in which Ralph explains the nature of his relationship with Laura. Now, in the normal course of affairs, it behooves a young fellow to remain discreet and close-lipped about matters of an embarrassingly personal nature. But it's also true to say that this story won't make a lot of sense without certain intimate understandings, a nod's as good as a wink to a deaf hedgehog and all that. And in any event, ever since the minutiae of my personal affairs became part of the public gossip circuit following the unfortunate affair involving the clanky dominatrix, the cat burglar, and the alien hive mind, it would be somewhat hypocritical of me to stand upon my privacy. So where a more modest cove might hesitate, please allow me to step in it, and, at risk of offending your sensibilities, explain something about my complex relationship with Laura. I rather fancy that life must have been much simpler back in the days of classical Anglo-American civilization, where there were only two openly acknowledged genders, and people didn't worry about whether their intimate affairs were commutative, transitive, or reflexive. No clanky-slash-squishy, no you or non-you, nothing but the antique butch-slash-femme juxtaposition, and that was pretty much determined by the shape of the external genitalia you were born with. Perverts dashed well know what they were, and life was simple. Modern life is enough to drive a cove to drugs, in my opinion, but as a butch-you-squishy of impeccable ancestry, I have the social option of maintaining a mistress, not to mention the money. And that's where Laura comes in. Laura is very clanky and very frilly femme with it, but with a squishy core and just sufficiently non-you to make a casual relationship marginally acceptable to polite society on the usual sub-rosa morganatic basis. We met on a shooting weekend at one of the Pahlavi girls' ranches on Luna, doing our bit for evolution by helping thin the herd of rampaging feral bots during their annual migration across the Sea of Tranquility. She was working her way around the solar system on a cut-price non-you grand tour, laboring as a courtesy masseuse in Japan and a topiarist on Ceres while saving up the price of her next interplanetary jaunt. Her parental unit was sending her a small allowance to help pay her way, I think, but she was having to work as well to make ends meet, a frightfully non-you thing for a cute little clanky princess to have to do. Our eyes met over the open breech of her silver-chased purdy over-and-under EMP cannon, and as soon as I saw her delicately wired eyelashes and the refractive sheen on her breasts, simultaneously naked and deliciously inaccessible in the vacuum, I knew I had to have her.
"Why, I do declare I'm out of capacitors!"
She fluttered at me, and I bent over backward to offer her my heart and the keys to the guest room. There is something more than a little bit perverse about a squish who chases clanky skirt. Even, one might suppose, something of the invert about them. But I can cope with sly looks in public, and our butch-slash-femme-you-slash-non-you tuple is sufficiently orthodox to merely outrage the aunts, rather than crossing the line and causing offense. If she showed more squish while being less non-you, I suppose it would be too risque to carry on in public. But I digress. I trust you can sympathize with my confusion. What else is a healthy boy to do when his lusts turn in a not-quite-respectable direction? Of course, I was younger and rather more foolish when I first clapped eyes on the dame, and we've had our ups and downs since then. To be fair, she was unaware of my unfortunate neurohormonal problems, and I wasn't entirely clear on the costs, both mechanical and emotional, of maintaining a clanky doxy in the style to which she would expect to become accustomed. Nor did I expect her to be so enthusiastic a proponent of personality patches, or so prone to histrionic fits and thermionic outrages. But we mostly seemed to bump along all right, until that last pre-drop walkout and her failure to turn up at the drop zone.